airchecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
From the CHFI Weather Center, partly sunny today, look for a high of 18. It'll be mild with some showers tomorrow and a high of 20, and cooling off for the weekend. And currently right downtown now at 7.
Well, the Leafs lost last night, heading into a big road trip. They lost to the Hawks 3-1, while the Raptors lost to the Atlanta Hawks 103-101 in NBA exhibition action. And in baseball, this could be the night the Cards advance to the World Series, or that the Braves tie it up. Who knows? And they're going to be in Atlanta tonight.
All right, 818, it's CHFI.
Just great to have you in town. You know, I'm glad we could catch a flick.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Hey, see that poster over there for the new movie Get on the Bus? I've been hearing about it. It's by Spike Lee.
Right. It's about the men who happen to be on the same bus going to the Million Man March. But I really don't think it's your kind of movie.
Oh? Oh, I guess you don't think I can handle a thought-provoking film that deals with things like anger and prejudice.
No, I don't think that, maybe except for the thought-provoking part.
Oh, then you don't think I can relate to the Spike Lee-esque humor, like, I don't know, funny?
No, I'd say you could recognize mildly amusing, and on a good day, you might spot actual funny.
So then I don't have the emotional equipment to deal with the relationships, the hope, the bonds that form between these men?
Well, I figure you can rent the equipment.
Oh, that's very mildly amusing. So what is it about a Spike Lee movie that's so beyond me?
Oh, you just don't have the wherewithal.
Which means?
You won't have me to buy you the ticket.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
A pleasure, my boy.
Yeah, you know, you could float the money now.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Get on the Bus from Columbia TriStar, in theaters now.
Introducing Butterball Bacon-Style Turkey.
Butterball Bacon-Style Turkey.
Looks, cooks, smells, and tastes like bacon, but has absolutely no pork.
The only meat is turkey.
Just before we recorded this commercial, I asked my lovely assistant to taste and compare regular bacon to our Butterball Bacon-Style Turkey.
I could not tell the difference.
There you have it. Butterball Bacon-Style Turkey. All the flavor of bacon with only half the fat.
After all, it's Butterball.
Listen, you have only 2 days left to purchase your ticket for the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation Fall 96 Home Lottery Early Bird Draw. 1 in 20 chances to win over 15,000 prizes, including 20 grand prize show homes and a fantastic one-winner-takes-all early bird prize package valued at $225,000. Only 2 days till the early bird ticket cutoff, midnight October 18th. Get your ticket now. Call 631-3222 in the GTA or 1-888-501-3222 outside the local calling area. Good luck, everybody. License P964-771.
Hi, this is Mike Marshall, and I'll help you get into your busy workday with 98 minutes of Toronto's perfect music mix, commercial-free at 9 a.m. here at the office favorite, CHFI FM 98.
Airchecks.com.
Oh, yeah, right. I do that. 20 after 8, time for CHFI Showbiz with Aaron Davis.
Thank you, Don. New in video stores this week, the thriller Fear, starring Mark Wahlberg as a psychopath. And we also have Primal Fear with Richard Gere. Don't compare the two when you're looking for a video. Celtic Pride with Dan Aykroyd and Daniel Stern is two guys named Dan who kidnapped the rival team's hot basketball player, played by Damon Wayans. And James and the Giant Peach, the second Roald Dahl story to be released this month on the heels of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. James and the Giant Peach features the voices of Richard Dreyfuss and Susan Sarandon. By the way, top renters are Twister, The Birdcage, and Oliver and Company. Opening in theaters today, you may have just heard the commercial for it. Spike Lee's account of 18 men who share a ride to the Million Man March, which occurred on this day a year ago. It's called Get on the Bus. Once again, NBC dominates the past week's Nielsen ratings, with Seinfeld at number one, followed by ER, and Brooke Shields' new show, Suddenly Susan. Now, it could be argued that her show's time slot between Seinfeld and ER could make the top 10 if it was the Friendly Potato Farmer, but her show is performing well beyond expectations.
No, that's on the CBC, Friendly Potato Farmer.
That's right. Very tall guy. Home Improvement is next at fourth, then Friends Single Guy, Monday Night Football, Spin City, the OJ edition of 2020, and Primetime Live. Jerry Hall is reportedly seeking a divorce from Mick Jagger. A London newspaper reports Hall has contacted lawyer Anthony Julius, who represented Princess Diana in her divorce. Julius will only say that Hall is indeed a client. The paper reports Hall is furious at Jagger for reported liaisons with actress Uma Thurman and a Czech model. Jagger and Hall have been married 6 years. They've lived together since the late 70s and have 3 children. And Frasier star Kelsey Grammer has some fresh legal problems. He's been charged with driving with an expired license, could face up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. The misdemeanor charge stems from Grammer's accident last month when he flipped his Dodge Viper near his home in Los Angeles. And it's time now to open up the phone lines at 872-CHFI. Caller 8 gets a great evening out. You go to the Hummingbird Center inaugural celebration and dinner at Jack Astor's. Good luck.
7 degrees, going for a high of 18 today. Should be partly sunny and kind of nice. So enjoy it while you can, okay? 822 would take that at CHFI FM 98.
I guess now it's time to
CHFI FM 98, take that back for good. Well, congratulations to Charlene Walsh of Brampton. She was caller 8 this morning. She's won two tickets for the Hummingbird Center inaugural celebration, November 30th, featuring the cast of Cirque du Soleil and many more performers, a collector's edition t-shirt, and she'll start her evening with dinner for two at Jack Astor's Bar and Grill before she heads off to the celebration as the O'Keeffe becomes the Hummingbird Center, all from CHFI FM 98.
All right, next set we'll play Stump the Chump for Karen and Ed Fedorowski of Mississauga.
Lovely.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see what happens there.
You know, the Bank of Montreal rumors today is the day that, you know, it's rumored they may become the first Canadian bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the song that they've been using to publicize this has been The Times They Are Changing. Well, mm-hmm. The house where little Bobby Zimmerman, who wrote The Times They Are Changing, of course, when he became Bob Dylan, grew up, is for sale. His boyhood home in Duluth, Minnesota, could be yours for about $62,000. Lived there till he was about 6 years old. Now, the people who live there now say some fanatical fans once asked them if they could decorate the front light pole on Dylan's 50th in 1991, and they let them do it. Mm-hmm. So there you go. If you want to buy the house, maybe you should talk to Bank of Montreal about a mortgage.
A whole section of letters in the paper of people saying, you know, Bob Dylan sold out by selling the song. Well, what's the matter with that?
It's pretty ironic. It really is for the guy who, you
even
know.
Even Bob Dylan has to pay the mortgage,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But he embodied, you know, anti-disestablishmentarianism or whatever.
That was so long ago.
Anti-establishmentarianism. Yeah, I know, but people hold on to this stuff. Wonder
yes,
how much
they
you got. Wonder
certainly
how much.
Do. 8:28, time for CHFI Cantel Airborne Traffic, Daryl Dimer.
Thank you very much. You're going to find delay still on the 401 eastbound by Toronto International Airport to Islington, West 401 from Avenue Road to the 400, and from Weston Road, West 401 is slow going to Dixon Road, South 400, last look heavy approaching Shepherd to the 401 ramps. Eastbound on the Queenie, busy, Aaron Mills to Cawthra. East on the Queenie, heavy from Islington onto the lakeshore all the way around the bay over towards Strawn. You're better off staying on the Queenie and using the Gardner. Eastbound Gardner only busy, Ellis Avenue over toward the Dufferin Construction Zone. Want to use the Queensway around the bay, it's good. It is busy as you approach Roncesvalles. Russ?
Well, southbound 404, you're going to find it is a little bit better now than before. It's a little busy to 7, and then busy as you head onto the parkway down towards York Mills, a little bit of a breather, and then slow from Eglinton down to Don Mills, and then busy but not packed from Girard down to the Richmond exit. Don't forget the westbound Gardner remains closed. West Gardner is packed from the west side of the parkway right through to the York Bay exit ramp. York Bay Young Ramp, all traffic being diverted onto westbound Lakeshore. West Lakeshore is packed as well under the Gardner from Sherburn over to York. And it continues heavy going anywhere from the Sky Dome all the way through to British Columbia Drive. We have a stalled vehicle there in the right lane, continues busy over to Jameson. Westbound, alternates, you want to try Richmond, you want to try Eastern Avenue, Wellington, or even Queens Quay. Go south on Spadina and then pick up the ramp to westbound Gardner. And you'll get around this problem without as much delay as you might anticipate. Two great shows back-to-back, 90210 and Party of Five. Global's got it tonight, starting at 8. With the traffic information you need to know, I'm Russ Holden, the CHFI Cantel Morning Traffic Watch continues.
Driving around with a broken muffler can be a real drag, literally. Unless, of course, you're on your way to Canadian Tire, where from now until November 2nd, get 25% off all MotoMaster mufflers for cars and light trucks. And when installed by Canadian Tire, they're guaranteed for as long as you own your vehicle. Don't miss this great offer. Hurry to Canadian Tire today, because a broken muffler is nothing to go broke over.
Canadian Tire. Everyday low prices made better.
As one of the most successful entertainers in Hollywood during the 1930s, Joe E. Lewis was asked by a biographer to reflect upon his career. He thought for a moment and then said, "You only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough." That's why the Certified General Accountants of Ontario offer a free planning book called Planning for Tomorrow. Phone 1-888-837-2238. Remember, You only go around once.
And now, CHFI News, brought to you by Infinity Dealers of Toronto.
It's 8:30. Good morning from the 680 Newsroom. I'm Paul Cook with CHFI News. 7 degrees, partly cloudy downtown right now. The forecast for this Wednesday, October 16th, calling for sunshine today with cloudy periods, milder with a high of 18. Canadians will not see across-the-board tax cuts before the next federal election. Prime Minister Chrétien last night told 2,200 Liberals at a party fundraiser here in Toronto that to make such a promise would simply be an effort to buy votes. He also took a poke at former leader, Reform Party leader Preston Manning's yet-to-be-unveiled economic plan. Chrétien says it has the Liberals shaking in their pants. The GM Canada strike is into its 14th day with no end in sight. Negotiators for both sides yesterday resumed talks here in Toronto at the Royal York Hotel, but report no progress toward breaking the deadlock on outsourcing. As of today, we're into the third week of the strike by Toronto Parking Authority attendants, and at this point, no talks are scheduled between union members and authority management. For now, parking continues to be free on many of the Green P lots in the city. However, the attendants plan to set up picket lines today at 6 lots, still being staffed by management. If your route to work normally takes you westbound on the Gardiner, you'll want to know police have closed the Gardiner westbound from Yonge Bay exit. It will remain closed to Spadina for the morning rush hour as police investigate a fail to remain at the scene fatal that happened early this morning. The Harris government will announce today a $24.3 million contribution to breast cancer screening. It will allow 5 times as many women to be examined for cancer. Owners and residents from that water-eroded condo in Richmond Hill aren't buying the mayor's evacuation order. Many are staying planted in their investments, which range in price from $150,000 to $300,000. Residents have been getting conflicting reports over the building's chances of collapsing. Who lies, cheats, treats you badly, not to mention wears the same clothes all week, coughs in your face, and passes gas with no hesitation? If you say it's your boss, maybe you work for the guy named 1996 Worst Boss. Management techniques expert Jim Miller says, in general, this year's entries indicate more people wanted to tell about how good their boss is than last year, when the ratio of worst bosses to best bosses was 7 to 1.
In 1996, I'm very, very pleased. The ratio was 55% of the bad to 45% good. So it was almost, you know, it was an encouraging sign.
This year's best boss from among hundreds of entries is Bill Barnes, an elementary school principal in Bedford, Texas. The worst boss, while he remains anonymous, to protect the poor folks who profiled their boss's shortcomings. CHFI Sports, Leafs played their most spirited game of the season last night, but still lost 3-1 to the Blackhawks at Maple Leaf Gardens. The loss ends a terrible season-opening homestand for the Leafs, which saw them go 1-3. They now go on the road for the first time this season with games tomorrow night in St. Louis. Saturday, they're in Dallas. The Stars look to be some tough competition this year. They're 6-0 after beating Detroit. The Habs lost for the first time this season, a 3-2 decision to the Devils. Basketball, Raptors lost their preseason home opener, 103-101 to Atlanta. And tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, it's Game 6 between the Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals, with the Cards leading 3-2. CHFI News Time, 8:34. Traffic and weather up next.
They say the window of opportunity rarely stays open for long. Case in point, the 1997 Infiniti i30. Heated leather seats, 190 horsepower V6, premium Bose audio system with CD. Features you'd expect in an automobile costing thousands more, now yours for as little as $499 a month. Guest drive the new i30 at Donor Infiniti Nissan and Infiniti of Willowdale. At $499 a month, tomorrow could be too late. See your dealer for details.
Italian is the language of love. Just listen to it. Amore, bellissimo, bella. 3 chicken and pasta dishes at the Olive Garden starting at $9.95. Yeah, it sounds beautiful, doesn't it? Well, you see, Italian is also the language of food. And right now at the Olive Garden, you too will fall in love with our grilled herb chicken with peppers and gemelli pasta. Or perhaps our chicken giardino, tossed with a medley of vegetables and a flavorful sauce with just a hint of lemon, served on farfalle pasta. Or maybe our chicken parmigiana, lightly breaded chicken topped with tomato sauce, mozzarella, and parmigiana, served with spaghetti. Now, in the Italian tradition, all three are generous meals that also include unlimited refills of garden salad or Italian soups, like our savory minestrone or hearty pasta fagioli, and of course our warm garlic breadsticks. So visit soon, and be sure to bring someone you love. Visit the Olive Garden near you for our 3 specially priced great Italian chicken and pasta dishes, starting at just $9.95. And ciao. That means goodbye.
CHFI News Time, 8:35. Now a check on CHFI Cantel Traffic. Here's Russ Holden.
Well, Paul, it's still a bit of a mess downtown. Westbound Gardner remains closed. York Bay Young exit ramp over to Spadina. West Gardner, a bit of a write-off anywhere west of the parkway. So is the Lakeshore. It's packed from about Sherburn westbound Lakeshore all the way through to British Columbia Drive. Volume as well as the stalled vehicle west Lakeshore at in the right lane at BC Drive. If you want to use Queen's Quay as an east or westbound alternate, a pretty good choice once you get to it. However, eastbound on the Queenie-Gardner combination, make sure you stay with it rather than trying the Lakeshore. Eastbound on the Queenie exiting to the Lakeshore and East Lakeshore around the Humber Bay is packed. Southbound Parkway, it's actually picked up a little bit. Still busy over the 401 down towards Lawrence Heavy, Eglinton down to Don Mills. South Parkway busy, Girard to the Richmond exit ramp. Try the rich, creamy, smooth taste of Becker's traditional eggnog. 1 liter is just $2.69 and 500 milliliters is only $1.49. At participating Becker's, with the traffic information you need to know, I'm Russ Holden. The CHFI Cantel Morning Traffic Watch continues.
From the CHFI Weather Center, milder weather returns to southern Ontario today. We're expecting a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 18. Tonight, low of 8. For tomorrow, cloudy and mild with a chance of showers and a high of 20. Right now, 7 Celsius, partly cloudy in downtown Toronto. From the 680 Newsroom, I'm Paul Cook for CHFI FM 98.
Okay, Stump the Chump coming up for Karen and Ed Fedorowski of Mississauga.
And it's one of their choices today, too. Kind of nice. Here's Peter Cetera, Glory of Love at CHFI FM 98.
Tonight it's very clear.
CHFI FM 98, Peter Cetera in the Glory of Love. Solitude and Solitaire. It's 8:41.
And coming up in just a little bit, we are going to play Stump the Chump. Don't forget after that, it's CHFI's 925. We'll tell you when to call in for that. But right now, a CHFI Cantel traffic update from Russ Holden.
Still packed. Gardner westbound remains closed. York Bay Young exit ramp over to Spadina. West Gardner, West Lakeshore pretty slow. Queen's Quay both ways, a pretty good choice. Eastbound Queenie Gardner into downtown. Stay with that route. Stay off eastbound Lakeshore into downtown. It, too, is packed.
Well, all right, time to play Stump the Chump. Brought to you by the Second Cup. Nice note from Karen Fedorowski of Mississauga and her husband, Ed, celebrating their 26th wedding anniversary today. On the 10th they celebrated.
All right.
I misread that. Anyway, it was on the 10th. Now, they wanted to send in a song last year for the 25th, but they were on their second honeymoon, and they wouldn't have heard it anyway. So play this on our 25th plus one.
Let's be reasonable, ladies and gentlemen. What's more important, Stump the Chump or your honeymoon? Come on.
Well, some might say neither are what they're cracked up to be.
Excuse me? Hey!
And Karen says, Ed and I love CHFI. Consider Daryl our musical guru. He's fantastic at identifying songs and is no musical chump.
Hey, I like this letter
a lot. No musical chump.
Excuse me, is the emphasis on no musical or no musical stump?
Chump, yeah. Okay. Well, you decide.
Thank you.
Now, they've suggested a couple of songs. One we just had the other day, I heard.
Which was?
Well, I never mind.
Why not?
Well, it'll give you a clue.
Yes. Good.
No,
excellent.
No,
perfect.
You don't need any clues.
Yeah, I'm clueless. You're right.
Gila.
So you're all set.
I am indeed.
All right. Clue number one. What is that hum? Where are you?
T-T-A-L-C. Where am I?
It's kind of buzzy this morning.
It is kind of buzzy.
Have you started shaving?
Not yet. We're still waiting for the towels to arrive.
Okay.
The starch towels. Clue two. Great, great song. T-T-A-L-C. Clue three.
Okay.
The Toys with a Lover's Concerto.
Lovely.
Yeah.
On CHFI FM 98. Happy anniversary, guys.
CHFI FM 98, The Toys and a Lover's Concerto. Very nice.
September 1965, that is an adaptation of a Bach piano exercise, and three members met in high school in New York.
Wow.
Big song for them.
Be
number
minuet
one.
And G, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you bet. Number one, it was the biggest, one of the biggest songs for
wasn't
that year.
Wasn't number one, it was number two.
Went to number one.
Mm. Number two.
I think you have different sources.
What book are you using?
Went to number one. I'm using Rock On by Norm N. Knight.
Well, we're going to get this settled once and for all, children.
Listen, Buster, you want to fight? I'm your guy.
Oh, no. Take off your glasses.
Number two.
The record went straight to number one and ultimately became one of the biggest sellers of 65.
Number two for 3 weeks.
Okay. In this corner.
Read the thing.
Well, Karen.
The brain. May I point out last Friday, maybe we just settle it right there. Oh.
Thank you, Karen Fedorowski of Mississauga, for your entry, and congratulations. Your name will be entered in the draw, and this Friday at about 5:50, right after Stump the Chump, you could win dinner with Daryl at the Doctor's House in Kleinburg with transportation by Chessington Limousines.
Uh-huh.
Well, Daryl, you have a nice day.
Well, Aaron, you too. Where's Don Parker's car? What color is it?
I'm not telling you.
Bye, guys.
Doodly doodly.
Bye-bye. He'll be starting it with a stick. Okay, time for CHFI Cantel Traffic.
Start him with a stick.
Or a crank.
Oh, my. The never cranky Russ Holden is here with Cantel Traffic. I know, you got a cold.
Yes. Anyhow.
Carry on.
You'll be all cranky if you're on the 401 westbound, too. Westbound, make that westbound on the Gardner. It is still closed. York Bay Young exit ramp to Spadina. West Gardner is packed from the Parkway over to York Bay Young exit ramp. West Lakeshore, that's jammed under the Gardner as well as the boardwalk. Going to find westbound on Richmond, westbound Eastern Avenue, reasonable choices heading over towards Spadina, then go south Spadina and pick up West Gardner. The Queens Key east or westbound alternate, not bad either, but stay off the lakeshore both ways. Even eastbound Queenie exiting to East Lakeshore around the Humber Bay, that is packed. Stay with the Gardner itself. If you're driving around the rest of Metro, 401 east and westbound improving across the top, but still slow in spots. Southbound on the Parkway, not too bad. It's a little bit busy south of the 401 down towards Lawrence, busy Eglinton through to Don Mills. Time for new wallpaper. Visit Color Your World for all the latest books and save up to 40% when you buy two single rolls or more. With the traffic information you need to know, I'm Russ Holden. The CHFI Cantel Morning Traffic Watch continues.
And now CHFI weather, brought to you by Canadian Pet Expo 96. Find out more about your furry, feathered, or fishy friends at Canadian Pet Expo 96, this Friday through Sunday, Exhibition Place.
From the CHFI Weather Center, partly sunny today, high 18, mild and rainy tomorrow and Friday, then colder for the weekend. It's 8 degrees now at 11 before 9.
Playing 925, it's CHFI, 925, and here is your prize.
Well, your prize is a double pass for the Markham Home and Renovation Show, and you qualify to win that grandfather clock. If you're caller 8 at 872-CHFI, I know yesterday's 9, 2, and 5 o'clock songs.
An all-new Flipper Adventure is surfacing for the whole family because this summer's film sensation is now on video cassette. See life in a whole new way as Flipper takes you on the adventure of a lifetime. Elijah Wood and Paul Hogan star in this splashy new family adventure film. When the world's favorite dolphin flips for a rebellious teen staying with his salty uncle, a bummer of a summer turns into the coolest vacation of his life. Leave it to Flipper to find high adventure on the high seas and bring a tidal wave of fun to everyone. And now, for a limited time, you can get a $5 mail-in rebate when you buy Flipper and Ocean Spray Cranberry Cocktails. Details inside Flipper video cassettes. Don't miss the boat on Flipper, the summer film sensation. Now on sale for $22.95 suggested retail price. Flipper rated G on video cassette from MCA Universal Home Video Canada.
Going somewhere, Mr. Mookie?
Oh, I'm just going for a walk.
Uh-huh. Are those documents?
No. Yes.
You're going to Print 3, aren't you?
Certainly not.
Come to Print 3 for printing, photocopies, color laser copies, binding or digital printing, and get a coffee mug and a pair of men's or ladies' Harvey Wood socks free until November 1st. Conditions apply.
Well, that's my job.
It's not fair.
A free mug and a pair of Harvey Wood socks at Print 3, plus Air Miles Travel Miles. We soar above the rest.
Ever wonder what a dog thinks when he's rewarded for a good deed?
Great! I jumped through bunny hoops for kibble!
Well, it's the same with credit cards. It's amazing what some companies figure is an appropriate reward for using one. Well, the folks at the Bay know what makes people jump through hoops. It's money. That's right. Spend at least $100 on your Bay Card at the Bay any month, and you'll receive five Bay Card dollars with your statement that you can use to save on almost anything in the store. Use your Bay Card, because the best reward is money. Visit the Bay for details.
Okay, it's 8:51. Who's on the line here this morning?
Maria Giovinazzi of Caledon East. Good morning, Maria.
Hello. Hi.
Caught you by surprise, did
yes,
I?
Yes, you did.
Now, Maria knew yesterday's 9, 2, and 5 o'clock songs were With a Little Luck, It's Too Late and At This Moment. So just for listening at, I guess, the office, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You won a double pass for the Markham Home and Renovation Show. Wonderful. October 25th through 27th.
Yeah, Thank you.
You're welcome. You'll find that at the Markham Fairgrounds. And Maria, you've qualified for the grand prize we'll be drawing this Friday morning, an exquisitely detailed Windsor cherry-finished grandfather clock, courtesy
right.
of Trillium Fine Furniture.
Sounds great.
Wow. Yeah. Our pleasure, and good luck on the clock.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for winning with CHFI.
CHFI.
CHFI FM 98, Gino Vannelli, yep. I Just Want to Stop. Well, so do we, so we're out of here, but we got to tell you about the 9 o'clock songs.
Yeah, it's coming up right now. Keep listening to the 2 and 5 o'clock songs. Play CHFI's 9 to 5 tomorrow and win a double pass for the Markham Home and Renovation Show, October 25th through 27th at the Markham Fairgrounds. It's the weekend of the protest, so if you can get there, you'll have a great time. Plus, you'll qualify for the grand prize, Grandfather's Clock. Stood so long in the hall.
Was too tall for the shelf, that's, so it stood whatever. 90 years on the floor.
That's right. Grandfather clock, courtesy of Trillium Fine Furniture, all from CHFI FM 98.
It was taller by half than the old man himself,
uh-huh.
and it weighed not a penny weight more.
No kidding. No. And when grandfather croaked, so did the clock,
so
right?
So did the clock. The end. 4 before 9, and time for CHFI Cantel traffic. Russ Holden?
Well, we don't have a 4x4. We got a 2x6, though, in the Gardner westbound, just west of Leslie. The left lane is blocked at that point with this 2x6. Once you continue west on the Gardner, be prepared for extensive delays. It's packed from the base of the Don Valley Parkway right through the York Bay Young exit ramp. The Gardner West remains closed over to Spadina, probably full, probably for another couple of hours, at least till 10 o'clock, possibly longer. If you're considering westbound alternates, the Lakeshore is one you should stroke off your list. It's jammed underneath the Gardner over towards York, West Lakeshore. Last check, heavy going out to the west end of the X. East or west, Queens Quay downtown, not bad. If you're eastbound on the Queen Elizabeth Gardner combination, stay with it around the Humber Bay. Don't bother exiting from East Queenie to the Lakeshore. East Lakeshore is jammed around the Humber Bay as well. Report of problems now westbound on Wellington as you approach Yonge Street. It's West Wellington approaching Yonge. All westbound lanes are blocked there. So westbound Wellington, Eastern Avenue combination, not a good westbound choice. You want to try westbound Richmond. That's a pretty good choice past the Parkway. South Parkway exiting to Richmond is also busy. Other major routes around Metro finally starting to ease off just a little bit. Druxy's is celebrating 20 years, so celebrate with them with a 99-cent bagel and coffee before 11 a.m. Only at Druxy's Famous Deli Sandwiches till October 31st. With the traffic information you need to know, I'm Russ Holden. The CHFI Cantel Morning and All-Day Traffic Watch continues.
Well, wow. Wheezy.
You get better there, Russ.
I hope so.
You're a little... It's going around, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. I wish it wouldn't have stopped with me, though. Have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Russ.
Okay.
See you later, alligator.
Bye.
Okay, you're emceeing the Women Under the Influence Luncheon
yes,
today.
Yes, it's the Chatelaine Women of Influence Luncheon, Don. guest speaker, Carol Stevenson, President and CEO of Stentor Resource Center. I'm looking forward to meeting her. You can call for tickets 923-1688 if there are any available, but these have been really neat. Mm-hmm. Kim Campbell, Roberta Bondar.
Where is this now?
At the Metro Convention Center.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Sure. I was going to go, but I got some new tires in my car.
Yes, you do.
Actually, I do. Mm-hmm. Come to think of it. Anyway, so we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. General, you try and stay awake. And thanks for listening. If you're driving, watch out for the other guy.
Here's a sneak preview of some of the music you'll hear in the next hour on CHFI. Too hard, not too soft. CHFI 98.1 FM, Toronto's perfect music mix.
As CHFI gets ready for another Getaway with Aaron Davis and Albatours contest, Aaron writes a special letter.
Dear Albatours, 20 years old already. Why, I remember when you were just this tall. Nah.
CHFI's boarding call returns next week with a chance for you and someone special to join Aaron Davis at the five-star all-inclusive Rio Marengay in the Dominican Republic.
Dear Albatours, may your 20th anniversary be filled with everything bright and...
You could join eight other couples on the beautiful beaches of Puerto Plata at the all-inclusive resort of Rio Marengay, including water sports, tennis, nightly entertainment, and all your meals and beverages.
Dear Albatours, hey, when's the 20th anniversary party?
It's coming soon.
Yours truly, Aaron Davis. Perfect.
Listen for your chance to join Aaron in the Caribbean with your vacation station, CHFI FM 98.
This is Pamela Wallen, international journalist, national broadcaster, and Globe and Mail reader. And this is her weekend read.
It is very focused time. The cat comes and gets on my lap, and I don't want to disturb her, and so it becomes a justification for indulging myself so that I can sit there for a little bit longer. I actually tend to situate myself more in the world of work and ideas. What I find in the weekend, Globe is a really interesting kind of cross-section. There's a slice, there's a taste of what everybody is trying to deal with in their own lives. It's not just politics, it's not just business, it's entertainment, it's arts, it's books, it's authors, it's rock stars, it's all of those things. The Globe treats me as if I have valid ideas, a mind, that I'm interested in the world around me, care about the world around me, and that's how I want to be treated.
Now there's more in your weekend edition of the Globe and Mail, more for the way you read and why you read. The Globe and Mail, Canada's weekend read.
Welcome to the National Trust Investors Corner. Now, what are investors asking?
What should I do with my money? Does anybody know what I should do with my money?
At National Trust, we admit we don't know. That is, until we get to know you. That's why we've developed the Personal Investment Planner. Using the planner, we work with you to determine your needs and goals. Then, we help you select a National Trust mutual fund portfolio that's right for you.
Finally, somebody understands.
National Trust. Come and talk. We're here to help.
Consumers Distributing is bankrupt and must close. Coopers & Lybrand Limited Receiver has appointed Maynards to liquidate the entire $50 million inventory in 81 Ontario and Quebec stores. 80 trailer loads of merchandise plus over $9 million of fine jewelry have been shipped to these stores for this final bankruptcy liquidation. All merchandise is on display. There is no catalog shopping. Discounts are 25 to 60% off. The Consumers Distributing bankruptcy sale starts today at 10 a.m. and continues daily. Sale conducted by Maynards.
98 minutes commercial free.
Public service message from Toronto's radio station, CHFI FM 98. It was good to hear this morning that food donations picked up again yesterday after dropping off on the holiday weekend. You can drop off food bags at a fire hall or Loblaws near you. If you would like to volunteer, you might want to call ahead just to make sure they need you. 203-0050 is the number. There's a poolside towel at the Jack Tar Village in Cancun with your name on it. It's the one with the CHFI coffee mug right beside it, filled with a cool drink, of course. If you're a CHFI office music director, you could win a Caribbean coffee break for two from Signature Vacations at the all-inclusive Jack Tar Village in Cancun. You can expect all the Signature pluses, too, like all meals and beverages, sports, and nightly entertainment. It's your chance to win this month with Signature Vacations and your vacation station, CHFI FM 98.
Going somewhere, Mr. Mookie?
Oh, I'm just going for a walk.
Are those documents?
No. Yes. Oh.
You're going to Print 3, aren't you?
Certainly not.
Come to Print 3 for printing, photocopies, color laser copies, binding or digital printing, and get a coffee mug and a pair of men's or ladies' Harvey Wood socks free until November 1st. Conditions apply.
Well, that's my job.
It's not fair.
A free mug and a pair of Harvey Wood socks at Print 3, plus Air Miles Travel Miles.
We soar above the rest.
Mom tried to dress me up, and then she would put little ribbons on the bottom of the braids. Ever so cute. And all I wanted to do was be a center fielder.
The incomparable Anne Murray, up close and personal.
I certainly have thought about slowing down at times, but you either are in this business or you're out of it.
Go behind the scenes with a true Canadian legend, Anne Murray, on Life and Times, Friday at 8 on CBC, television to call our own.
That's Instant Kino, partner.
And just how big are you?
Bigger than ever. That's why I've called y'all here. Instant Kino is now a special edition ticket.
But what does that mean?
We get 5 extra numbers. That's a whole lot of scratch.
Is it true you have a $50,000 top prize?
Darn right. There's different ways to play. Win up to 5 times on 1 ticket. Yahoo!
You ever short-circuited, sir?
Once I tripped over some hydro lines. Oh. Extra number Instant Kino, now more than ever. It really pays off.
Hi, I'm Louie, your computer dude.
You said you had dirty blonde hair.
Well, maybe it's not blonde, but it is dirty.
Uh-huh, and I suppose when you said well-rounded, you meant...
Yes, I have a stunning 86-inch waist.
Oh, beautiful.
Nobody likes to be promised one thing, only to get something else. So at GM Goodwrench Service Plus, when we say your brake service includes AC Delco front pads or rear shoes and costs only $99.95 plus tax, we stick to that promise. See newspaper for details. GM Goodwrench Service Plus. The plus is in the service, not the price.
Hi, this is Don Johnson. If you're free tonight at 9, join me for Lovers and Other Strangers. Relationships set to words and music on CHFI FM 98.
The most music for your workday, CHFI,
of sun and cloud and 18 today, partly cloudy and down to 8 again tonight. Cloudy and mild, chance of showers, high 20 tomorrow. It's 11 at Pearson or 13 or 55 at CHFI FM 98.
Radio station where your favorite songs sound better. CHFI FM 98.
You're listening to airchecks.com. Airchecks.com.